When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Five, six, seven, eight. For these and all thy blessings, Lord, make us truly thankful.
God bless.
Okay, hey, guys.
Big God all up in the sky doing a bunch of junk, hanging out, looking good.
What are you doing up there?
What are you doing up there? I miss you, by the way. Bless me and my let my cuppeth overflow with Aperol Spritz and friendship and dicks.
If I can go back in time and have like one note for the church being like, drop the Merlot thing, get an Aperol Spritz. You'll get way more.
Literally, people. Drop the cab, do a spritz.
Like it's
drop
gross.
The cab, do a spritz.
I used to take full sips of that in church as a kid.
Really?
I used to like, they'd pass it around, and you're, as a kid, you're supposed to just like dip the little delicious wafer, can we be honest?
Mm-hmm.
Wafer's literally delicious.
I don't
delicious.
Know that lifestyle.
You dip the delicious
it's
flesh.
Really yummy.
Snack.
It's a snack.
Into,
call it what it is. A snack.
Into literally red wine as a kid, and then you eat it, but then like, you if you have the option to like lean forward and take a massive sip pre-COVID, and
I'm sure this was pre-COVID. You're talking about being seven.
I grew fast. Yeah, I grew fast. Yeah.
Hey, this was like pre-COVID.
Yeah.
I was seven.
And I would take, I took a big swig, like a gulp of wine, and my mom was like, Zachary. And I was like, I'm drunk, bitch.
I'm gay as well.
I'm gay, by the way.
We had in Jew lifestyle.
Ew.
I know. First of all, ew. Let me stop you right there. We had Manischewitz, which was also red
wine. Oh my
wine.
God. Yeah.
But it was more grape juicy. It tastes like shit.
Like cooking red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I drank it.
All right. Well,
we
this
have it
is
every
gonna...
Passover. It's like,
it. Why are you doing that still?
Because it's not my choice.
Oh, Lizzie's married to a Jewish guy.
I am married to a Jew.
Literally the dream. Is
I'm
to marry
married
this.
To a Jew. The boy version of Gabby, which is Kyle.
It is so true.
Wait, I actually was thinking about this because growing up, my family or my town, like there weren't that many Jewish people, but every time
well,
I
where'd
met.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. This was Wallingford, Connecticut. They didn't want to go there. I think that was the thing.
Yeah.
And when I finally started to meet them and when I started doing theater, obviously.
All the Jews are in theater.
Well, I've always said that people who do theater in high school are girls, Jews, gays, and actually it's Jews, gays, and girls who need friends.
And pedophiles.
And pedos.
Pedos.
But when I started meeting Jewish people, I would go over their house. And their family would have art on the wall that had nothing to do with the family. You know what I mean? Like, and I thought that was awesome.
What do you mean?
Like, a Christian family will have 100 pictures of them all in flannel, like, smiling like a CVS portrait.
Yeah.
And it's the death of art.
Yeah. Yeah. CVS portraits in all denim on a beach are the death of art.
Like, a Jewish mother will never put live, laugh, love.
No.
She will never.
Imagine
she'll put a Basquiat.
Imagine Jews having the carefree attitude to just live, laugh, love. No, it's save. There's a draft.
And remember.
Okay.
No, so I always, like, growing up, I've always was intrigued by that, being like, what's going on over here in the temple? Okay, that makes them like art. Okay, and what's going on in the Christian church that seems devoid of all culture?
Well, my mom
commercialized all of the holidays.
It's true.
Okay.
I can't get over.
My mom was Protestant, and I don't know what that means, and I will not look it up.
Of course.
But
sure.
She's that one,
mm-hmm.
which I'm assuming is a Jesus one.
For sure. Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think that's the holy thing.
That being said, she covered our house in so much art from Japan that when people walked in, they were confused if they went through a portal in time. Our house was so goddamn weird. There were so many porcelain ships everywhere.
No, I really miss the early 2000s liberal parent aesthetic, which is African mask. It was so good.
Totally. Ours was literally Japan.
Yeah, but you know.
I've never been.
No. We should go.
I think my mom went once.
Let's bring the pod to Japan.
This will be our house.
Yeah, La Pod Tokyo.
La Tokyo.
I just can't imagine.
Japan.
Can we check the analytics? Do we have any listeners out there?
I'll see.
Okay.
We have to get our asses into Japan. Speaking of, our asses right now are in medieval England. We haven't even commented on the fact that
we are.
We have both helmets on and maces.
By the way, this is La Podcast.
Oh.
We didn't mention that. I'm Zach.
Oh.
30 flirty. I'm 30.
You're 30 as
of yesterday. I'm a grown-ass man doing this podcast is now embarrassing.
Okay? Wearing a crown. Just all of a sudden. Wearing a plastic crown, you're 30.
This sucks. Like, I'm pissed. That's over there, this girl over here. What's your name?
I'm Gabby, baby. Don't worry about me. I'm Gabby. I'm 29. I'm looking at your mace. Your mace is directly in front of me. Hi, guys. I'm Gabby. Don't worry about me. I'm Gabby.
So, Gabby, what's going on in your life? You look amazing. First off, we're in medieval garb. Lizzie's in, off camera in a going to go ahead and
I'm
be
in a little
princess hat.
Lizzie is actively in a princess hat right now. We have no video footage of it, but you'll just have to believe us.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, trust
you
our
You
want
to see my face?
Lizzie,
you
just
have to pay
dip
more?
Your hat a little bit forward so you can see the
But
tip.
We'll be putting that, and it'll beep this out.
Hold on.
Beep this out, showing your face. Okay, the camera's actually way farther away. Okay, hell yeah, there it is.
There
yeah.
she is. Tune into YouTube for that glimpse.
Sign up for the Patreon to get the exclusive.
So far away.
Sneak peek.
I'm going to start selling photos of my face on Patreon so people can pay to
taste
see.
A glimpse.
Yeah, it'll be a wholesome photo.
I feel like we have no earthly tether today.
I have no earthly tether today.
We're coming off sort of a birthday hurrah of mine. Mm-hmm. We explained it a little last episode, medieval times. That's why we're kind of like in this medieval garb. But let's settle right now. Let's do something quintessentially a podcast.
I just want to, before you do that,
fuck
I want to say
mind.
We have
fuck that. Fuck yeah.
We have 22 downloads in Japan.
22?
Yeah.
Oh so. My God.
Hey guys. What's going on?
I'm just saying.
Hey guys.
Listen, I'm very excited about you.
I'm
Japanese
really
girlies.
Pumped about the
okay.
22 of you.
It would be so funny if they're not 22-year-old like girls. Like, I'm imagining that's our only demo, but like, who is it out there? DM us.
I'm serious.
It's probably like girls named Ashley.
22 is a show. 22 is a show.
We could do stand up there.
We could do stand up for 22 girls. That's easy.
I'll do it. So if you're in Japan, DM us.
Quickly,
come back together.
Let's.
Don't hit the mics.
Gabby, let's just go ahead and why don't you tell us? Let's resettle. What's this podcast about?
This podcast is about magic.
Bang.
This podcast is about an enchanted forest
Go.
Filled with venomous creatures
Go off, girl.
Who want your ass for dinner.
Hey.
This podcast is about being a princess that has a thirst for blood, so she asked her dad, the king, if she could go to war with the rest of the guys.
Hey.
And he says no, so she cuts off her hair, sneaks out, puts on a helmet, goes to battle, decides it's totally gross, and
comes right back
into her tower.
But she does that thing where she finds like a peasant girl who looks just like her.
And replaces that poor girl has to.
And then you like go for one day, come back, and you're like, this peasant needs to go to jail.
This peasant's been impersonating me. You thought this peasant was me. This serf was me.
Yeah, this podcast is gonna go ahead and be about it's a weekly injection of love into your buccal area. Okay, it is literally.
How dare you put anything else in my buccal?
Well, love is slimming, so I think you can remember that.
It's a dissolver at its
love
is truest
very
form.
Slimming, okay?
This podcast is about the tallest tower in the world.
I'm there.
And at the very top is a radio station. And everyone can tune in around the world. It goes global, and it's us.
Hell yeah. This is picking out your favorite outfit, going to dinner with your friends, looking them in the eye, and saying, I just can't do this anymore. Okay? This is a song. Of ice and fire, because now we look medieval. Lizzie, what are we covering today on this episode?
Also, Remy, do you mind turning off the screen?
I was literally going to say that.
I think maybe that's what's going on in my head.
That you guys guys have been watching you. I have been watching you watching yourself yeah. this entire first
I didn't
half.
Even register it because I was having so much goddamn I was waiting for fun a looking at my own mug.
That is so yeah. honestly the case. No, I thought we were looking at ourselves.
I've landed. I'm here. I know.
That was the problem. Guys,
know.
This just said we were looking at ourselves, not thinking about you for 30 seconds.
It's been
oh
10 minutes.
Oh my God. I love holding this weapon. Everyone should tune into the YouTube just to really understand us.
Yes. So with that being said, we have a big day today.
Right.
So you can serve so quickly.
Yes.
Zach.
I'm a 30-year-old man now. I don't fuck around.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, I get my business done. My bills are paid. Okay? Woo! My bills are paid except for some of them.
Totally.
My bills are paid. They're calling me about it.
You have a
it.
Rich stepdad now. Why would you pay all your bills?
It's crazy when you have a rich stepdad in the way where you're a 30-year-old man and he doesn't just like give you money. You know what I mean? Like I still have to like have a job.
You should ask for an allowance.
It sucks. Like if he came into play maybe like when I was 16.
Yeah, you would have gotten a lot more.
And I would have been a lot shittier of a person.
Yeah.
And I would have been better for it. I'll tell you what. yeah, but now I'm fucking this.
I always think about that like, in
this audio medium you cannot see, we have full medieval maces right now that we got at medieval times. I'm air guitaring with it. It's a rock show in the goddamn studio today.
I love how weathered and worn the handles of these maces are. You got these 4 calendar days ago.
Yeah, I really used mine a lot.
If you don't think I'm alone in my room working my remote job, okay,
around.
Being like, I'll get back to you in just 1 sec on like a phone call, okay, while toppling down an orc army, okay,
totally.
Yeah, that's
I'm waiting for my Keurig to finish pouring that coffee, and I'm slanging this mace around like.
But Gabby,
yeah,
how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
How are
drop
you? And also, what are you serving?
And
what am
you
I
serving?
Serving? I am okay.
Ouch.
I'm prepping for a trip. I'm stressed. I'm high stressed, but I have new luggage, so everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be just fine. Other than that, I'm serving a slippery slope.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's a slippery slope. You watch one YouTube video and then you're on there for hours. Do you understand?
My life.
I'm serving you. I can't stop watching girls doing blowouts on Instagram. Every girl in the world doing the same exact thing. I've seen it. I can't look away.
Yeah. It kind of bothers me how like the worst content ever online gets pushed towards me. Like kind of like the dumbest like... Like, I hate, like, online, like, the voiceover things. Like, when you take a snippet from one show and then you, like, do an act out of the snippet.
Oh,
I'm like,
I hate that.
But those get so many views. Like, they're pushing that kind of thing. And I'm like, why?
Well, every time I look at my algorithm, it makes perfect sense. Especially, but I wish there were more, like, weird things. Like, the other day, I got this video of these wooden shrimp playing jazz.
You sent that to me. It
you
was
sent
really
that
big.
To us, actually.
Yeah.
In our group chat.
And that was when I was like, the internet knows me.
Mm, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know? I think I'm serving you a wooden society.
Like puppets?
Yeah, like
oh,
puppets.
Cool.
Like a puppet society, but like some are hot and some are ugly, and there's sort of a caste system within it. And then all you go into the ocean and all of the fish are wooden and all of the shrimp
very
are wooden.
Very stop motion.
Yeah, but everyone has their own personality and everyone's playing jazz. I'm serving you jazz. I'm serving you life is jazz. Sometimes you're doing a solo and other times you're just riffing.
Life is jazz in the way where it hurts. Yeah, and like sometimes it's so chaotic you could throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me running through Chinatown today.
To get here. With your mace.
Life is jazz with a mace.
This is such a hot take. I severely don't like jazz.
Mm. I love jazz.
It's
my favorite genre.
Two types of jazz. Migraine and elevator. Those are the only two there are.
Have you seen Alive? That's obnoxious to ask. But have you gone to like a jazz club?
Darling, have you seen it live?
Did you see it alive? Like,
I was like,
is that a show?
Were you alive?
Yeah, like,
living, breathing jazz?
I've seen living, breathing jazz because this broad over here has taken me like 9 times.
I love jazz.
Listen,
I love jazz.
Jazz sucks. Okay, jazz is like, especially when it's like experimental jazz.
Oh, that's my favorite shit.
It's
when
literally
it goes
like
crazy.
A saxophone, like...
Yeah.
Like I'm like Jesus Christ.
These guys are literally cum blasting on stage.
I don't know. I'm more of like sort of like I like a cappella. No, I'm kidding. No, that's art. No. No, I actually, this is also a huge hot take. That's it's an unattractive quality about me.
Oh.
Does everybody want to hear it?
Yes.
Beep this out. I don't like live music so much.
I understand. I don't like going to concerts.
Like, the only time I like don't live, like live music, and like when I'm standing there, is if it's a shitty, shitty punk band, and it's like they're like an underground like bunch of guys, and they're like, there's something about that which is like an event, you know what I'm
sure,
like?
Sure, that's shitty so tech decks of you.
You know what I mean? Like these, and then there's like a mosh pit, and I always win. There's no winning, but I do win.
Yeah. There's an alpha.
There's an alpha, and if there's anyone bigger than me, I take myself out of the competition, so thus, I win again. It's a great strategy, girls.
Yes, girls. Next time you girls are in a mosh pit, make sure to use Zach's strategy.
Yeah.
6-3.
Girls get there. Girls are saved in mosh pits, which I've always been jealous of as a kid.
Yeah, but a girl in a mosh pit is a very specific sort of I don't have a dad. Do you know what
I
mean? It's a very specific studded light pink belt.
That's
from
like
PacSun,
a friendly absent
topic.
Dad.
Yeah.
Like the dad is not there.
He was asked to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wants to be there.
He wants to be there, but he was asked to leave.
That's a very specific kind. That's very true. No, that's the only time I really like that. Other times when I'm listening to live music, like especially jazz, I'm like, you know what? Put this in an MP3 and I'll listen to it while
put
walking.
It in a hit clip.
Put it in a hit clip. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry to say that. Sorry to yuck.
I love a jazz club because I love to be in sort of a room filled with mystery.
Yes.
And there's something about a jazz club where you're like, I might get fingered tonight.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you could go there alone.
Dim enough.
But the energy,
it's dim enough.
Yeah.
You could be like, I could be getting fingered right now for all I know.
Totally.
What is that?
That's the energy of jazz.
Yeah. And then you look down and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I am. Oh my
God.
Jazz.
Yeah, I love just a smoky room where you're like, what time could it be?
Right.
But like that is exactly like the commodification of vibes in our culture.
Yoink.
Yeah, I said it.
Yoink.
Yeah, is really fucked up. And the way where like speakeasies are ruined, I think we might have mentioned
that
already.
You hate speakeasies.
I hate speakeasies because they're so like, it's like, guys, no one's coming in here and busting us. You're all 40-year-old people who want to live a little. So you spend $25 for egg white shaken, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, people really be drinking eggs.
I know when my mom was like, there's this awesome new speakeasy in our town. I was like, it's over. It's like if my mom knows about the hot upcoming speakeasy, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the flip side, I think. Let these people, these poor sods, live. Okay, there's not a lot of spice in this life for normies. They have to do numbers and accounting and taxes, whatever the goddamn hell that means.
Whatever is going on outside of this podcast.
Whatever's going on outside
of
this podcast, I'm sure is terrible.
Like making all these things happen.
Let them pretend like they're sneaking into a tunnel and drinking froth. Let them live. Let them feel like they're being zany, because they're not.
And sketchy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's like everybody wants to feel a little sketchy.
Everyone wants to feel sketchy and sexy. Let them do it.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I just won't go. I'll go to regular clubs.
We don't even do that.
I don't even do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Zach, you have to serve now.
What am I serving?
Ask.
Ask me.
What are you serving?
I'm serving you like sage. Okay. The herbal plant known as sage.
Yep.
I think it tastes gross. I think it tastes gross. Okay, I think it's a bad, disgusting taste, though wards off evil. That gross taste is the exact same thing that's warding off the evil.
So
okay?
Think about that.
So why don't you reframe how you think about things, you bitch.
Totally.
I'm serving you cleanse. I'm serving you, honestly, if I'm going to be God honest, 30 was hard. Turning 30 is hard.
Really?
I'm like,
you've been doing it with grace.
I'm doing it with grace because I look amazing. I'll say like... A gay guy in his 30s, my powers are growing stronger and stronger each day.
Yeah.
Totally.
Say it with me. My powers are growing
stronger and stronger every day.
I am slowly but surely reaching my
peak. Reaching my peak.
Okay, you can stop now. And
okay,
let me
you
go.
Can stop now.
My powers are reaching their peak, okay? And I am reaching that powerful state that only women enter when they're 19 to 21. That is a powerful magic that women have in that time.
Yeah, it's That's called eating disorder.
Yeah, I'm a gay guy turning 30, so it's coming for me. Yeah, okay, so don't you worry. I can't stop playing guitar with this goddamn...
As someone who's been 30 for a few months, I have to say I kind of love it. I think you might settle into it. Once you realize that, like, the bullshit of your 20s... is over.
It's over. And being
you're
in your
30 now.
I know.
It's so sexy. It's so sexual
so
to be in
sexy
your 30s.
To be like, I'm 30.
I'm 30, sir.
You can't tell me what to do, babe.
Babe.
I'm 30.
I'm 30 and flirty and thriving.
I'm trying at least, but I'm 30 and trying. No, I guess it's just sort of like it's the end of the spring of your life, starting of the summer. It's just sad. It's like, I'm almost like, you know, am I looking at my phone, looking at the day, and I'm like, where's the 3 in my goddamn age? Okay, fucking, where's the 2? You know, it's all 3s now. Okay. Yeah. And that's, it's stressing me out. It's almost just stressing me out because I'm like, oh, life will end someday. Like, it's like,
yeah, but isn't that awesome? This is getting to be a lot.
Yeah, I will say.
I'll tell you what. I can't wait to be... I was talking to my grandma on the phone the other day. I text her, hi, I missed you. I miss you. And she texted back, okay. And I said, I should give her a call. And we chatted and she was like, honey, I look in the mirror and I'm 82. And I say, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to put on my bracelets and I'm going to live my life.
That is true. But you know how there's like that thing when people say they reach a certain age and then like sexual options completely evaporate and no one even thinks about you anymore?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that and that was stressing me out. But then I was like, that could be ultra liberating. But then like, what is my personality going
to
be?
Well, but also to the flip side of that, there's like notorious like assisted living and like nursing homes. Like
STDs run rampant.
Like they're not fucking babes.
But I feel like when I'm 80, I'll still want to fuck like a 32-year-old.
And you will.
And you can.
Holy
and
you can. Hell.
Babe.
I need to stop putting up limits. Okay.
Yeah,
I
you can
am,
have whatever
also
life you
like
want.
A guy. Like, go into you that. Guys can, you live forever. We are dying quick.
I don't know.
You're killing us.
Back to the Maces.
You're viable forever. You're also a gay guy.
That is huge.
So you'll literally live like a nymph forever.
Yeah. I know. It's like when I was getting born, I chose like easy mode. I was like, I'll choose easy.
I'm going to chill this life.
Yeah, yeah. But so yeah, I'm serving you spiritual growth, mental deterioration.
Pluto
I'm,
is going into Aquarius as the gay deaf tarot card reader I follow on Instagram.
I will say, I know we've been bringing this up a lot lately, the magic I've been doing is crazy.
Yeah.
I randomly was doing a spell by myself the other day.
Which one?
I was just like doing I was feeling anxious and I was like letting go of like all my, just like letting go of like the drama of being 30, you know what I mean? And letting go of the negative energy.
The drama.
I know. I love anyone who's listening who's older is probably like, shut the fuck up. I don't care.
I have jokes about it and women in the audience get, I feel like a warm anger
They're
coming
mad.
Towards me when I go, I'm so old, I'm 29. They all go, oh!
Fuck off.
No!
Well, I did a spell, okay, and while I was doing the spell, I lit a candle and I was just like thinking, yeah, I told you, that's why I didn't want to wear the
it's
helmet.
It's really hot in this helmet.
But I pulled a random tarot card. So I have a deck of tarot cards and I just shuffle them and pull one randomly.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay. And love it's that. Just like a thing I do because that's, you know, the tarot card helps you focus your own magic, girls. Okay. Nothing comes from external except for if they're hot. Okay. Except for it's a hot guy. That's the only external
the
satisfaction
only magic
I want.
In this life is from your heart and as well as hot guys.
As well as
and
hot
as
guys
well
with a lot
as
of followers.
Hot guys. With a lot of followers. No, hot guys with exactly 800 followers.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, a guy who posts once a year,
god damn it
getting that my rocks ad. Who's like, oh, I didn't post this year yet. I'm like, I posted 3 times yesterday.
When you look at a guy's Instagram and the last post is from 2017
and it's a landscape. Oh, it's a landscape.
This makes me quite excited for our main segment.
Oh my god. Okay, okay, let me finish serving. I am serving you nothing you've ever seen before. I'm serving you pull the wool. The wool is now pulled. Okay? Everyone, pull the wool. Okay? I'm serving you a collective wool pulling.
Yeah.
And everyone can finally see my body. Are you dying over there? Talk about
a
my
little.
Body.
Do you want the princess cap back?
No, it's I want this look.
I like when your fringe is showing. Look.
My fringe, okay, British.
I'm British. Yeah, I'm serving you the wool's been pulled and it's gorgeous.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal.
You can
seriously
choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that body cells.
Yep, and vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you want to introduce our daily segment?
I really do. So, because this is the month of love,
LOL.
We are knowingly and unknowingly doing episodes that center around love. And so we had the idea, you know, there's Prince Harry, there's Prince William, there's these high level, really in the media royalty.
They're like Gingers. The equivalent of like the Hollywood Chrises. We've known about them for a while. It's almost hack to be attracted to
exactly
them.
Exactly. But who are the up-and-comers? Who are the indie darlings?
Young Hollywood
Who's
starlets?
The Paul Mescal?
Who's the Paul Mescal of the royalty? Who are they? And so I did some deep diving, and I have found some eligible royal/aristocratic bachelors your consideration.
Now, did we find any of their emails and or phone numbers?
No, but there's some of their Instagrams, and they don't have a lot of followers. I think we could really make contact.
Like you have more followers than them. Like they'll respond.
Gabby has more followers.
Hey. Hi. They'll be like,
then
oh my god.
The ones that do. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yes. I was saying to Lizzie earlier that we live in such a funny time where like it's more viable for us to get a royal than a celebrity.
It's totally true.
More likely to get with this fucking goddamn royal.
Well, you
royal.
Know, there's a lot of celebrities married to royals. Like Jessica Chastain is married to like a lord in Spain.
Yeah,
and
that could be it. That could
so
be
so is L. Golding. Ella Golding.
Oh,
fictional character.
Ellie Golding. Yeah. Is married to a royal in England.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them I found. Now, I gave myself a couple of rules because I couldn't just find anybody.
Yeah.
So none of these men are younger than the youngest is 25. That's fine for our age. I was like, there's a lot of up
they're
and coming.
Age, 25.
They're, yeah, they're
well,
our age.
No, okay.
Oh, so
our
my
age.
Age. Yeah.
Round up, they're our age. But there's a lot of up and coming, like in their early 20s. That I was like, wow, we just missed.
We missed a huge, dump, a huge
we
dump.
We can revisit this in
a
10
huge
years.
Royal
yeah.
dump. You
because
know what
you
I mean?
Know what
like,
I
huge
say.
Royal dump. A royal drop.
They get older, but you wait. What is that? You get older, but they stay the same age.
Exactly right.
You're a creep.
You're creepy.
Yeah, that's a creep.
You're creepy.
Girl. I don't like younger guys though.
Well, the
I'm
only
baby.
Reason I pulled the 25-year-old was because he had a shirtless picture with abs.
That's
great
awesome.
Point. Okay,
so,
yeah,
we'll
okay.
get to him, and I'm like, okay, fine.
Literally being a young royal and being like, I have to have abs. Like, people are watching.
Yeah.
If I was a royal person, my skin would be so lacquered. Okay, my skin would look so good. My fits would be amazing. Okay.
I would be doing fit checks, but it's like gowns.
Do you think they're like not allowed to use social media as much? Because like, I feel like
these. I'm sure these. Two of them do. Because these are like not. They're technically in line for the throne, but some are way far
upper
down.
Middle royalty.
Or they're like they have like some titles. Like they're not like there's no princes on here. These are people we could actually get.
These
could
are dukes and Bowsers yes, or whatever. Yes. Or they call them barons. Bowsers.
Could you imagine going on a first date and being like two truths and a lie? One, I'm technically in line for the throne.
Yeah.
Like I've never been to Japan and I'm a Leo.
Like yeah. If something really, really, really bad happened, I'd be king.
I'd be king. Isn't that fucking crazy? More surveys. Yes.
And then the other thing I will say is that some are hard to find like really great pictures of. So I did my best. But, you know, I think
I love a clandestine.
They all are, I think. Cute and they all bring something different to the table for your consideration.
I think just a good point is they shouldn't be on social media, and I think isn't that why the Buckingham Palace, like they're like you can't be, because we can't like see their lives. Like look what social media did to celebritism. Now I like see what like Jane Lynch is doing, and I'm like, oh, you're just like a human like me who takes a shit and eats. Like before
but with
in
a
the
way
90s,
bigger open concept mansion.
Right.
Like in the 90s, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were like they you never saw them. You maybe saw them, but they were like
there was mystery. Yeah.
There was a mystery.
There is a mystery to these.
It
men.
Was once we saw that Imagine song, we were like, oh, you guys are just fucking lame. Like
forgot about that Imagine song. Imagine. That was not long ago.
Okay, I think we should get started.
Okay,
Gabby,
the royal.
Please pull up.
It's number one.
Number one.
Oh, it's
yeah.
An
they're
iPad
they're
episode,
in order
way.
Of what I want you to do. So please show everybody so I can know who it is.
Okay, so first royal is?
Edward Windsor.
This is Edward Windsor, Lord Downpatrick.
Lord Downpatrick.
Downpatrick? Well, I'm down bad, Patrick, well, okay? Because I fuck this guy.
So this is Edward. He's 35 years old.
My perfect age.
It's a perfect age. He's a distant cousin of Charles and the former
I love
the late queen.
Cousin.
You could see it in the nose ridge for sure.
He was Diana's godson. So he's like...
Tortured.
And this is my favorite.
Tortured by the loss
this
of his
is
godmother.
My favorite. He... has his own menswear line.
Oh,
and there's
God.
Also a second
feel
picture.
Feel royal for a day.
Feel royal for a day.
Everybody has two pictures, so there's also a second
wait,
picture.
Wait, sorry.
I think you're going
to
you like
got,
the second
got,
picture.
You got like a close-up I need to like yeah. now. He looks like the sluttiest Muppet on Elm Street. He looks so
show the
sexy.
People. Yeah.
Look at his nose. This is like, he looks plushy. Like he looks like a puppet of a guy.
I can't see. I would shave the beard.
Sure.
I would say shave the beard.
Can,
but
can
you know
you
what
swipe,
I'm noticing?
Swipe to the second photo.
But quickly.
Just, yeah, go ahead.
Good hands.
Good hands.
Dick. Sexual hands.
Veiny
good hands.
Hands.
Big dick. That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Girls, trust me. You could tell so much by the tip of a guy's finger. And basically,
it
exactly
is.
Like you could police sketch what his penis looks like.
It's not the shape. It's not the
size necessarily.
It's the shape of the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, like we all know guys who have those types of fingers. I'm so sorry if you're listening. That are like long and thin. That's
mm-hmm.
a long and thin penis.
Yes.
Okay? Oh my
god.
And
so this is the second picture. Everybody has two photos, so this is one of the shirtless ones that I found.
He has a tattoo.
He has a cum gut.
There's a lot to be explored, I think. That was for, I think, some sort of like photo shoot.
Yeah, no shit.
Square line. Nothing
for like a magazine or something.
I will say that this guy is hot enough, but also not hot enough where I feel like I could manipulate him. And
I think
huge.
I could have him wrapped around my little finger.
And
no
that's
problem.
Really big. I think like he looks like he'd get into a fight and shatter a glass on someone's forehead.
Yeah,
but also
he looks
be nice
like,
to my nan.
He looks like a bad alcoholic who eats way too many Toblerones when he's drunk. Do you know what I mean? He looks like he would be like weird to my brother. Totally.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I mean?
Competition with your brother for some reason. He looks like a fun alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like one who's like all party and no seriousness and then badly where you're like, wait, but we have to have a serious conversation.
Wait, but actually we have to talk. We have to chat.
We have to talk, but he like can't do it.
He can't
oh my God,
do it because he's responsibilities. He's a royal.
Yeah, well, he's never had to. So I think he's amazing.
That
looking.
Beard's got to go.
I love the he beard. I think it's like, crazy you don't like the beard.
No, it's too... A beard has to be thick. When the hair is thin on a beard, it looks like pubes.
But I have to say, because he is having it at all, that must mean it's extra bad without it.
Oh, but you know what he looks like is the... that brother who's winning all the Emmys right now.
The brother who's winning all the... Kieran Culkin.
Okay, I just my brain just did some equations. How tall is this guy?
I don't know.
He looks short.
He might be on the shorter side. I can see him being on the shorter side.
He's short because look at his thigh to calf ratio. Do you see that? That's not great.
This looks like literally strawberry shortcake in a booth. Like you could tell by the size that he's kind of small.
He's a little scrawny little elf.
I would fuck this guy, but I will say that I would probably ghost him.
I think I would become really close friends with him. He would fall in love with me, and I'd be like, oh, I always really just saw you as a friend.
That being said, I would date you. Is he single?
Yes. All of these men, I believe, are single. I think maybe one has a rumored girlfriend, but, like, it's hard. It was a couple years ago, so I'm kind of like...
Okay, well...
What if
we
look it up, and it's like, rumored girlfriend Gabby, bro?
Okay, so what do you want to rate him? Out of five crowns.
Out of five crowns.
Out of five crowns. Hear ye, hear ye. I crown thee 6 out of 10 crowns.
Get dusted. Get dusted,
get
you
wrecked,
bitch. Yeah, get
wrecked.
Get
wrecked.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah. What do you say?
I'm agreeing.
Six out of ten.
Six out of 10 crowns. Great.
It's a pretty good average.
That's a pretty good average.
It's a D. All
right.
But it's
that's
good.
A fucking D, bitch. Ah.
Next one, please.
Oh, my God.
May we get the next royal, please?
Number.
Wait, where? Two. So he lives in England.
Yes.
In Windsor.
I like this one.
Okay,
show me.
Us.
I can't have Gabby see first.
I know. You have to reveal.
You have to hold Google like that.
Well, I have to find it. There's a big list.
Well, then we'll all look at the list. Because then you get dominion over the first one you see. And I'm like, fuck.
This is...
I called him.
This is Alexander.
He is intuitively evil.
Yes, this is Alexander Ogilvy. Sorry
of what
about
country?
The last name. Of Europe. These are all of
Europe.
Sorry, London.
Oh, cool.
He's a lord of Europe.
Of England. He does not have an official title, but is also a distant cousin. And is 54th in line to the throne.
That's a good number.
So he's on the list. He's the most unattractive thing about him is he's 27 years old.
Okay.
That's fine.
Zach, this is for you. Before he went to college, he took a gap year in Australia where he reportedly coached rugby and mentored kids.
Okay, so here's what I know about him. He had sex with a gay guy in college, and then he killed that gay guy
totally,
so that it would never be leaked.
Yeah, of course.
And that is one of the many murders that the royal family is burying as we speak.
That one was easy.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, a gay guy?
Oh, a gay guy. No one's going to miss
him. That's the third one this week. Okay, yeah, We have a whole department for the killing of gay guys.
We know
what to do. Yeah.
They're like literally in the basement.
Someone's like, another one? Sick. It's been a slow day.
It's been a slow day.
I'm literally watching YouTube downstairs. Oh, my God.
I like him.
I think
there's also a second photo. Just
his brow is so Jafar, and I like it.
His
brow,
have
an evil gay
I thought
brow.
Of you when I saw the brow.
I like
which
an
I
evil
think
brow.
Is if you go to the next picture, you might see a better brow, a picture of the brow.
He looks a little like quickly, like someone just slammed him in the head with a pan.
Yes.
Yeah, it
flattened the front of his face.
I like his little pouty lips. Like he's like, I guess I'll take the throne if 50 people die.
If 50 people die,
I guess I'll do that. It's like, okay, you fucking little stinker, the king.
This is either. first of all, he's dressed like you.
Yeah, he looks like me in this picture.
That shirt I was like,
he literally looks like me in this picture.
I know. That's why I picked him.
This is a gay guy hiding his past.
Yeah.
Or he has so much money in crypto.
Totally.
I will say, all of a sudden, I'm getting like 420 vibes in this picture. Like, I'm like
69420 energy.
Getting like his Xbox Live name gamer tag is like Bong Rips 420. You know what I mean? That's what I'm getting from this.
But to go to that, to the first picture, I mean, talk about the duality of man.
Talk about the duality of man. We have Goofball and Jafar. Two types of guys.
It's crazy how much you could dress up a man with just a blazer.
Totally.
Where suddenly they look like they have an elite sense. And this is a shitty little loser.
Yeah, I'm less attracted to him in this picture.
Char? I still really, really like him.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give him actually 4 crowns out of 10.
Really?
4 crowns.
Wow. I'm going to give him 7 crowns out of 10. Hear ye, hear ye.
He gets a penalty for killing that gay guy. Okay, so that's why it's 4. Otherwise, it would have been 5.
Okay, 7.5 crowns. Yeah.
Did you go up?
He killed a gay guy. We'll give him another crown then.
Let's throw another crown his way. 9 crowns.
So, okay, he's from where? The Lord of what?
He has no official title, but he is in line.
Loser.
Yeah, but he's in the line of succession, so.
Darling, he's in the line of succession.
It's like my mom talking to me. I'm a maiden. I'm like, mom.
Okay, next one.
His name's crazy.
Okay.
Oh my God! This guy has Gabby's ass written all
over
him.
That's so offensive,
Gabby. I cannot gauge what you're attracted to.
I literally handpicked him for you.
I think this guy's ugly. That's
insane.
Gabby, you have to be careful. They could kill us. They're royals. Okay.
I'm begging for it.
Oh my God!
I'll be in London next week. Try me. I'll be in London next week. Try me.
Try me.
Let me tell you his stats. This is Cassius Taylor.
Okay, I'm back in.
You're back in. Trust me. You're about to get way back. Again, Cassius Taylor, he has no title, but he's 45th in line to the throne.
Okay.
He's a grandson of a prince and distant cousin to the queen. A lot of distant cousins to the queen or the late queen.
Thank you.
He's 27 years old. He studied arts management and likes to DJ in his spare time.
not his hobby.
Can't have a hobby that's DJing.
The Daily Mail has called him the bad boy of the royal family.
Well, of course, he's a DJ and dresses like this. And this is the most, what I would call the most atrocious shirt I've seen in
life. He looks like he killed a stripper in Miami.
Just wait. And then Tattle Magazine says, quote, find him wearing sunglasses a lot of the time, wearing a chain and raving at festivals. His Instagram account paints a vivid picture of his pastimes. And he has an active Instagram with only like 4,000 followers.
Can I roll it back?
That sucks.
I need to roll it back really quick. Did you say Tattle Magazine?
Tattle Magazine.
Tattle Magazine.
Tattletale.
Shout out to Tattle Magazine.
Literally,
they did the work.
I don't know.
Book
Tattle
us,
Magazine
Tattle.
Book us. Reach we'll out. Do a segment.
Go to the next picture of him.
But yeah, I'm going to need to see it because he's looking. Oh no.
It actually helped for me for some reason.
Me and Gabby have very opposite types.
I would wear that outfit.
I know you would. That's why I picked this picture.
I hate his face. I think he looks like
that's
Jewish
crazy.
In a bad way. And I'm allowed to say
okay,
that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Totally. Gabby's Jewish. Yeah. I feel like we need a disclaimer before every time you do that.
I think sometimes Jewish can go so wrong.
Well, I think a nose is the hottest thing on a man's face, so it can go so right with a Jewish person.
Oh, it could go. I mean, there's nothing hotter than like a big honking schnoz on a Jewish guy. This is like scrawny. This is giving scrawny. I'm obsessed with my mommy energy.
Oh, obsessed with his mommy. Like totally. Woody Allen guy.
I don't think he's Jewish, to be clear.
No, they don't let those anywhere.
Yeah, he's royal. Yeah.
Just to clarify, they don't let that happen in the royal family.
He's Protestant, for sure.
He's Christian.
I will say this. If you have literally the royal credit card, okay, and you go ahead and you're dressing like Ernie fucking from Backstreet Boys, Sesame Street. I don't know how
Ernie
I
from Backstreet.
I don't know how I did a collab of those two IPs.
The fact that he's not in a Chanel Coard set is insane to me.
Yeah, like you should dress up because you're in line for the throne. Dress up, you're in line for the throne. What
you're
am I
45.
Gonna
say?
What is fucking Uniqlo gonna be on fucking sit on the throne? No.
What are you sick? You're gonna wear ASOS on the throne? Are you sick?
Yeah, fucking no way. So I would say I'm gonna give him a whopping 3 crowns out of 10.
Also, I'm gonna even go 2 crowns out of 10.
Damn.
That's so crazy.
He has a scrawny little pencil dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
get
my
his
God.
Ass.
Sorry, my guy. My
he has 4,000 followers. He's gonna see this podcast.
I'm so sorry. But I
he's
can't.
DJing. We're gonna run into him.
This is a terrible time to say we booked him for
cut
our party.
To me going to the club and falling in love with this guy.
I'm willing to bet money that you would fall in love with this man.
I'd fall in love with anyone. I'd fall in love with this mace. Do you understand? Like, it's yeah, not like this. Now that that's like
been
that
alone
guy.
In your apartment for a while, I'm freaking out.
And this has been all the way in my head. It's hear ye, hear ye, fail.
Okay. Next wow. up.
Now we're back on track.
Peasants, now we're back I on guess. Track. Who do we got next? Okay. Oh. So this is our highest ranked man on the list. This is a Spencer.
What?
This is Louis Spencer, Louis. Viscount Althorp.
He's a Viscount?
He's a Viscount. He will be an Earl one day when his father dies.
What's a Viscount?
That sounds Viscount, like that sounds like that Hitler word.
Viscount.
He's a Mein Kampf.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I literally, in my head, was like, so Germany royal. Okay, cool.
No, oh,
I was
like, no, he's a Viscount. Well, it's a count. It's...
You know that Prince Philip was a German. Was a German royal.
Did,
and his parents
wait,
were Nazis.
What, did Germany ever have royalty? Or
yes.
did they?
Yes.
Did they put the kibbutz in that when they did the whole Nazi
no,
thing?
No, they killed
yeah.
the kibbutz. That's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, they did. Wait, what happened to the German royal family?
Can they got ousted. I'm pretty sure that they just like.
Or were they
them.
Like, we're gonna disband after that? Like, they were like yikes. That was
a lot of royalty. Take a long vacation to Argentina.
Uh oh. Literally SpaghettiO.
SpaghettiO. Okay, back to this guy.
Back to this
enough
guy.
Enough of Nazis.
So this
back
is,
to this.
This is Louis. This is Louis. Louis is 29 years old, about to be 30.
Yo.
Exactly our age.
Exactly right.
Our age. He's in our grade.
He's in our grade.
Apparently. Word on the street is he's 6'3". He's quite tall. As you can see in that picture, he looks tall. He's the nephew of Princess Diana.
I could deal with that.
I could stomach that.
I could deal with that, I guess.
Yeah, as I said, he's set to become an earl. He's set to inherit the earldom from his father because he's the eldest boy.
And what is that? What do you get when you're an earl? You,
he gets like a whole, like a huge house, estate. Like, it's a big... He becomes the Earl of Spencer.
So is Earl like, it's like not, so okay, I just need to be sure about like the ranking. So we have
sure.
King, Prince, Duke, Baron, Count, Earl.
You really know
Lord?
This.
Lord? Like, is that what it is? Like, I really knew that.
You
that's
really
playing
know
video
that.
Games. I feel like, wow, Skyrim really helped me with that.
And Viscount?
Viscount is like lower, but it's just like
oh,
a title
like
that he gets until he
it's
becomes.
It's embarrassing to be a Viscount.
Can you imagine walking around in London, England, being a Viscount? Jesus.
I mean, a Viscount
I mean,
is
nowadays,
like, not,
like
it's
literally
not
pick a random person in London, England. They're
You're
a baron.
A Viscount.
They're a baron at least. Yeah. So like the fact that he's a Viscount, I'm like, okay, didn't go to school. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
you didn't a nepo baby.
It's giving community college. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, okay.
He needs some chin filler. Other than that, I could work with it.
Yeah. Oh, this is okay. But this is the one piece I did leave out that I do have to say, because this is a transparent podcast.
Thank God.
He is an aspiring actor.
That's gonna go ahead and be a negative 11 crowns.
You're
for
gonna
me.
Lose a bunch of crowns when you act, like,
you
that.
Act like that. When you act like that, be an actor. The worst thing on this goddamn planet is being an aspiring actor.
Oh, first of all, you're a goddamn Viscount. If you can't book, there's no hope for the rest of us.
Why are you not on TV?
Why are you not on the CW? You're a Viscount.
Yeah. I can't believe. Like, listen. You know how Jesus. Like they used to say that they that, like back in the day, like what would you say the big mass graves were for criminals,
oh,
prostitutes, and
catacombs.
Actors?
Yeah, and yeah. actors.
Yeah,
and
the,
orphans.
The literally, well, you know, fuck it.
They gotta go somewhere.
Where the
I'm sorry
fucking
to those
hell?
Kids.
Yeah, sorry. That's sorry to all of our orphan
I'm
listeners.
I'm sorry to those kids.
I'm sure they play this in orphanages, just like it's for the kids.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
this feels fun for the kids. Oh my god.
All the kids are going crazy. I feel like to be a royal and then go ahead and try to choose to be an actor is like so fucked up.
It's so demented. Like, yeah. You just chill, dude. Write legislation.
That's literally like fucking Johnny Depp's daughter writing a piece being like, it's hard for me. You know what I mean? Like, that is what I'm getting from that.
Also, you have so much money. Just write a movie and be in it. The aspiring thing. We got to drop the aspiring.
Yeah, what's his first name again? Louis, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice, okay? Stop waiting around for other people to give you a role.
Yeah.
Okay? You literally can do everything yourself. Be a self-produced guy. The fact that you're an aspiring actor and you have all these resources is a red flag that you don't get shit done. You're hot. Never mind. Never mind.
Really hot.
Never mind. I'm back in. I like this guy.
Wow. He is hot in that
picture. I take back everything I said. I'll be your fucking trophy husband.
I'll write you a movie.
I'll write you a movie.
He has Botox forehead.
I would cold email every studio in this goddamn country for you, baby. Wait, oh my god, all of a sudden. Oh. He's got the dumb eyes of a hottie.
I know.
He's got the dumb, stupid eyes of a guy who says, I love you. Like, you know?
I'm going to send some emails and try to get on a date with this guy.
I think you could. That's what I'm saying.
His outfit is atrocious. Mm.
I've specifically picked men the three of us, collectively could actually attain.
God damn it, there's no gay ones.
This is British people dress like this, and it has to stop. I'm serious.
I'm so sorry, guys. Listen.
It is a skinny jean into a Chelsea boot.
Oh, Chelsea boots.
Guys, please. Wear Adidas. Wear a shoe.
Goddamn an Oxford. Like, just do an
anything,
Oxford.
Anything but this skinny pant into a Chelsea
boot.
Just
remember,
I'm
he's
begging.
6'3.
And just he's let that 6'3. Wash over you. You don't even need to wear a boot. You could wear flip-flops and you'd still be tall, bitch.
I'm a very anti-Chelsea boot. I think it looks like it looks gross to me. I don't know.
Interesting.
This outfit needs work, and I am willing to help you through this journey of fashion.
Okay, so I'm gonna give him like it was a penalty after this. I'm gonna give him a nine crowns out of 10.
I'm giving him hear ye 10 crowns out of 10.
Wow. 9 crowns out of 10.
I think he's hot. I'm sure he has rip roaring rosacea with that complexion, and that's something I could really empathize with.
Totally.
Oh,
so what's your
he's really hot in this
he's
picture.
He's a really hot guy.
Like, in this picture, he's really hot. And that's so awesome because, like, being royal does not mean you have to be hot.
Who's this hot mom next to him, too? His mom's sort of hot. Whoa.
Oh, no spoilers.
What do you do? This is why you're not allowed to hold the iPad.
Well, sorry, it's because you're holding it at the same time and hogging it.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's it.
Hogging the iPad. You are hogging the iPad.
It's my iPad.
But it's you're hogging
it. Hey, no fighting over the iPad. There's enough.
See what royals do to us?
Go.
See what
you have time with the iPad.
I'm going to play a game.
No.
I'm going to play a game. I will say this guy's going to bald in a few years.
Guys age so goddamn
bad. But if we can get him on Hims.
If you get him on a slow drip every night of Hims.
Yeah.
Listen, we can't grow it back, but we can save what you got. That's what it is.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay, next one.
This is our last one. He's a little cutie. This is Arthur Chateau.
This guy looks 17 years old.
He's 25. Chateau.
But it's spelt like
it's Chatto.
He has the best name. He has the best Chateau. Name. Arthur Chateau.
Chateau. He's 30th in line to the throne.
Oh, that's pretty high, Zach. Uh-oh. That's pretty high up there. Yeah.
How does he look young now?
Yes. He looks so young now.
He is the grandson of Princess Margaret, who is Queen Elizabeth's sister.
I'm obsessed with Princess Margaret.
I know you
she
are.
She was
which is
such a slutty
here.
Little whore. Margaret was throwing goddamn parties in the castle. She was drinking champagne. She had her tits out. She was singing songs on the piano.
That rocks.
I loved that bitch. R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh. So this is her grandson. He is a.
That's why he's hot.
He is or was or currently dabbles in being a personal trainer.
Okay, cool. I'm back in. Back in.
Imagine going to Orange Theory and there's a prince there.
He's like, all right, we're going to do 5 squats. I'm 30th in line for the crown. We're going to do 5 more squats. Okay, and.
One squat for every person in front of me.
He's really fucked up about it. He's like. Yeah. He definitely has a complex.
We're training. If that maybe one day I'll have to take over. So you have to get strong because I think I might have to take over.
I mean, how embarrassing would it be if it's like I'm the king and it's like, what did you do before this? I worked at Blink. I worked at Blink.
Do you know Pure Bar?
He joined the Royal Marines in 2021. So he's now a part of the armed forces. He also has an Instagram and he posts lots of photos of him working out rowing shirtless.
Is that the next picture?
You may swipe over. It's not him working out, but it is him shirtless.
Oh, he's juicy.
For these and all thy blessings, Lord, make us truly thankful.
Look at that smile.
I will say he does look like he's at his dad's lake house. Like, his whole energy is like at my dad's lake house.
He gets Kennedy energy.
Yeah. Yes, he's like, do you want guys want to go to the lake this weekend? Yes. And we'll bring some beer. My mom left the key for me.
He looks like his mom has a whole pantry full of Gatorades. Like he's never been without a Gatorade.
Yeah.
And that's a bad sign.
She carries around snacks for her grown son.
Yeah, that energy.
You seem hungry.
Very much that. I am attracted to his body. I'll say it out loud.
I like him a lot. I like him a lot. I think I like him.
Well, the last thing I'll say about him is he's one that may or may not have a girlfriend whose name is Lizzie.
Oh, this was a trap.
This whole episode's been a trap.
You're cheating on your husband with this prince guy.
Kyle knows what's up. He knows that if there's titles involved, we got to make some moves.
He's got to step aside.
He has to step aside for this man's 30th time.
I mean, it makes way more sense for the child to be Carmichael if it's this is the father. It makes way more sense.
That tracks a little
bit. Love you, baby. I don't mean it.
Wow. I will say that. That I'm gonna give him seven crowns.
You're so tough. I'm giving him 9 crowns.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think he's gonna be really hot at 32,
exactly,
and then crash and burn at 45.
I think he's gonna grow into something really special.
Well, men have a thing, you know, when they're around 25, where, you know, gay men usually grab this moment in time and become hotter. Mm-hmm. Straight guys usually fumble the ball.
Yeah,
okay? They usually fumble the ball.
Yeah.
I think like men, there's a crux at 25 exactly. That the moment this photo is taken, it's like he's staring down the barrel of hotness or uggo factor.
He is in control, and he has to make a choice.
Totally.
Yeah, it would be a shame.
Also, not for nothing. Look at that hairline.
Yeah, but you never trust an Englishman's hairline.
No, I know, but like, that but for truth. It to be that straight at that, I mean, no. Like,
this could go wrong in 6 months. Do you understand?
Yeah. It's
English
quicker than you think.
Hairline, the English scalp is ready for a siege at any moment. You never trust an Englishman's hairline, and you never trust an Englishman's dick. They are both falling down and crying at every moment.
Now, also, there's a lot of poomph to that pompadour, and that sketches me out.
Product.
It's product, and we don't know what kind of work he's already been doing. So that part of me is like, never, like you said, never trust the hair.
I think just quickly, I'm going to bring up a picture of young Charles versus Charles now so we could all just understand.
That's true. I understand what you're saying. But Charles at 25.
Had the thickest hair.
No, do like William at 25 because I feel
that's what I meant.
William? Oh, yeah.
Because Charles still has like more hair than I think William does. I think he got it from the Spencers, which is something to keep in mind for Louis when you guys do
that
eventually.
They go bald?
Well, I mean, William had to get it from somewhere. Okay.
This was William's hairline.
At 25?
Thick, nice hair.
That baby? That goddamn baby.
Look at that hairline.
That's true.
But I feel like that, pull back the bangs, that's less than Sweet Arthur, who you can literally see the hairline, like,
you can see it right here.
Whereas William's hair is, like, flipping over. It's flopping over. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
It's not bad here.
Yeah, but
I could see. But you could see that he will be bald someday.
Yeah, totally.
I think Matt, you could tell.
Do you think every day he looks in the mirror and he's like, "What did I do?"
I actually feel like he's owning it. He's owning it now,
and like a Jason Statham.
Yeah, I feel like now that he's getting a little bit older, it's actually working. But there was that period of time where it's like, "Babe, either commit or get plucked."
You're gonna tell me that's working?
No.
Oh,
that's not right now.
Oh my God.
Look at a recent photo of him. I feel like that was when it was
going. If you're
going
to be bald, get jacked. I feel like that's the only thing.
Like, hello, you have all the time in the world. What the fuck are you doing, Prince William,
totally,
in your goddamn castle, just posing for photos and hanging out with your wicked little wife?
I guess it would be kind of embarrassing being, like, the king, in line to be king, and doing, like, a kettlebell swing. Like, I feel like I could understand.
They probably have a state-of-the-art gym.
I just would be like, I'm not going
to
sweat. I'm a king. Like, I'm not going
to
do that. But yeah, no, I'm gonna give that last one a 7.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because I usually, like, I'm attracted to poor guys. It's a tragic thing about me.
I know.
Like, when a guy can't, like, his card gets declined, I'm like, mine too. And then we make out.
And then we make out.
This is on Cosmo.
Okay.
Like, I think it's get. I think that's better than the one you
this
just showed.
This is atrocious.
Me.
This is a tragedy.
This is a bad photo.
This is a tragedy.
But at least it's, to me, the shorter, I think he's embracing the bald. Like, you have to embrace it
you
if you're going to be
this.
You
have all the money in the world? Get a goddamn toupee.
Like, I follow a girl on Instagram
called Toupee Mama.
We know every girl is wearing extensions.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, but I think it's different. There's a stigma around toupees.
There is. I'll give you that.
English people love just committing to being ugly. at the end.
At the very end. They
just embrace.
In America, we're so traumatized that even our 7-year-old grandmothers are trying to get filler. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, look at Brad Pitt now. Well, he's stunning. He's better. He looks better than he did when he was young. He's older. He's maybe 10 years older than Prince William.
He's like 60 now.
Yeah, I mean, genetics are everything.
So.
Yeah, he's not English.
And they're all inbred. So, like, I guess we're also fighting that. So.
I think inbred, it really hits on the backswing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Or on the first initial swing. It can sometimes.
Sometimes you're born with three eyes.
Like the
Habsburg
jaw or whatever. Yeah. Like, what's that guy?
Totally. And sometimes you're like, oh, I think I missed the gene. And then you hit 40 even, and you're the ugliest person alive.
Well, here's the thing is I feel like if you marry a royal, they're going to want you to start making babies ASAP.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I'm like, maybe that's why there's no gay royals, because if they ever come out as gay, the family's like, well, we're going to ixnay on the gays, no fucking guys, on the royal blood's time,
They, I mean, that's definitely happened in our time period.
Yeah, they're like, well, you can't be gay.
There are definitely gay royals. They're just like
hiding it.
Well, I'm sick of that, guys.
I agree.
So why don't, if there's any gay royals out there, I want you to DM me.
Please. Yeah.
I want you to DM me, and I will not screenshot it and put it on the podcast Instagram.
We swear. We won't.
I swear. Okay. But yeah, so that's going to close the door on
that. That's going to be that on our eligible bachelors for now.
Those are
all
English.
I'm going to DM that one.
I don't know if, wait, Louis? Or wait, which one? Who was your favorite?
The Bond one I liked? Spencer.
That's Louis Spencer. I don't think Louis Spencer has Instagram.
You'll have to reach out to his reps. He's an actor, so he has reps. Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to my English reps to get in touch with his English reps. And I'm just going to pick his brain at coffee.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
want to talk about, like, acting. Tell him you can help him with acting in L.A.
Yeah. Because
you know about it. You're American.
Yeah.
You've been to Knicks.
This
idiot.
With that said, we do have to wrap up. And we have a special thing to wrap up with, because we have somebody we have to give wings to.
Who is it?
This is, so on our Patreon, if you join a certain tier called Our Love Forever and Always, it's our $30 a month tier. We give you wings on the pod.
Specific wings for
specific
just you.
Specific wings for just you. We have a girl.
Thank God I couldn't do it.
And here's her Instagram, so you can kind of get a sense. She's so cute.
Perfect.
Her name is Chelsea White.
Chelsea White.
Oh my God. Chelsea, your boyfriend is hot. Your boyfriend is hotter than every royal we just saw.
Oh my God, Chelsea, congrats.
Chelsea, you look amazing. You look like you have a fun life. You went skiing?
You went skiing? Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Her boyfriend is hot.
Chelsea, what the hell?
Chelsea, my girl.
Where'd you find the hot boyfriend? Tell me.
Where'd you get a hot boyfriend, girl?
Chelsea, the fact that you have a hot boyfriend and you still find the time to listen to our podcast means the world.
God bless you.
Okay? The fact that you could be in a bikini in a lake, it looks like, going tubing. Hell yeah.
Hell yes. There's nothing hotter than being in a bikini on a tube, falling off. Whoa, I can't hold on. I fell into the lake. Ew, I'm scared. Can you help me up the ladder? God damn it, Chelsea, you know what you're doing.
Chelsea, you know exactly what you're doing with your outfits, with your new dog, I see. Oh my God, Stu. The dog's name is
That's
Stu.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. I feel like, listen.
Chelsea.
I'm so honored to have a girl like you listen to our podcast.
If we had to paint what we want our listeners to look like, it's exactly your face and body.
Like if we got like attacked by one of our fans, and then the police was like, we were like, oh, all shaken, being like, oh, I'm traumatized. And they're like, I'm so sorry. They wrap us in that blanket.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Blanket.
The trauma blanket. And we're like, oh. They bring us and they're like, okay, we're going to do a sketch. And we're like, it's just like this girl. They're like, okay, tell us like a normal listener of your podcast. And I'd be like, blonde hair, looking amazing, a hot boyfriend. They draw your Instagram picture perfect.
again. You're going to jail, bitch. It would watch be like, him attack us.
Like, shot for shot, your Instagram posts. All right.
Every day you wake up is a blessing on this earth. Every day you go to your job, which could be marketing or maybe even PR, and you get there and everyone's like, thank God Chelsea's in the office because I need to dish.
Chelsea.
You're the light of everyone's life.
And it started from the moment you were born and were named Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like, it was kismet. But
I've never met a Chelsea kismet. I didn't like.
I've never met a Chelsea.
I've never met a Chelsea.
I love
I didn't
the
like.
Name Chelsea.
It hits every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the name or it's like, or the person, or like when you're named Chelsea, you fulfill that
you
role.
Fulfill that
it's
prophecy.
A power name.
Yeah. It's almost like how Zach's are zany.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if
and
I was born
And how Teddy's
zany.
Are cute.
And yes. Gabby's are beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to switch now to wings for Gabby. Gabby, you look amazing.
Thank you.
I love your little hair poking out of that battle helmet.
Thank you.
I love tearing men down with you and raising women up. And that's what we really did in this episode.
I think it was so beautiful. I love how you and I have this very specific skill that we could look at a man's fingers and know exactly what he looks like naked.
Yeah, of course.
That's a science. Do you understand?
That's a skill. We're a learned skill.
We're dick psychic.
Okay, it's kind of like a huge part of it. That could be the name of the episode.
Dick psychic.
a tear down of eligible royal bachelors.
Dick psychic.
We're dick psychic. Gabby, I love you.
I love you too. And Chelsea, just going back quickly to you. We love you so much. Thank you for joining. We owe you a vial of our blood. So just
it's
call us when you
mail.
Want that.
Yeah.
We'll FedEx it. And Lizzie.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Stop.
I love every second.
Hmm.
Just being near you.
Hmm.
What a delicious delight.
Mm-hmm.
I second.
Say it.
I second that you're a delicious delight. I love you. I love you so much. And if I loved you anymore, and I say this all the time, if I loved you anymore,
yeah,
I would be in jail. You'd be at the bottom of a river. Good night, everybody. Jumping over to the Patreon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.